Yo, what up, it's your girl V Henny Man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artist Show, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man, we always have a dope guest in the building. We have, she's a hip-hop artist, recording artist, she's doing amazing things. She reps Jacksonville, Florida, but she out here in the A. Make some noise for Mia Snow.
What's good, everybody?
What's good?
What's good?
How you feeling?
I feel good.
You feeling good? Well, I want to say thank you for being here. We're here at Bumble. Shout out to Bumble Bel Air.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. You understand? Like, it's only right. I came to the A. I'm hearing nothing but good things about you. So I was like, I gotta bring her on the show. Before we dive into anything, I want to do a toast. Got some Bumble right here. Have you had Bumble before?
Yes, I actually have.
You had the OG?
I had the OG.
All right, say less. So this is a toast to you. Congratulations. Thank you. Continue striving and let's make it happen. You dig? All
right.
Let's do this. Woo! Is it rough?
Feels good.
Is it hard?
Like, yeah, I feel
cause you
really
Irish,
good.
Right? You said
I'm Irish now.
So y'all drink.
Y'all know, hey.
Y'all be drinking.
Y'all be drinking.
Yo, I learned that you are from Jacksonville, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You've been out here for what, 4 or 5 years?
Yes.
So, tell me how was that transition, as a person and as an artist, coming from Florida to Atlanta?
Well, actually, I'm born in Florida, so getting moved around in foster care and everything, it led me to Georgia.
Okay.
So that's how I got out here. And then I was in group homes out here,
right.
And I would run from them, and I'd just be out in Atlanta. So
okay.
that was my transition from
gotcha.
That state to here, with just foster care.
So during your, like, going, like, to these group homes and, you know, homes and stuff, foster care and all that, were you rapping at the time or
I
not
was
yet?
Wanting to be an artist. Like, I was always in choir or in church choir when I was young, like a legit. But when I got into group homes, you don't have nobody. So
right.
I really got to invest in myself. I really got to, like, tap into that artistry level. I would download beats on this little MP3 player they gave us because we couldn't have phones. And we were closed off from the world. So
okay.
it's not like I even heard the music outside. Like, I would just listen to beats on YouTube, download them, and then write in my journal. So I always was rapping. I always
okay.
was writing. So
you rap and you sing, right?
Yes. I'm a rapper with melodies. That's what I like
okay.
to call it.
All right. I want to know what, like, in this process of you starting to take music to that level, right? I want to know, like, what were some stereotypes you had to face, you know, overall? Because, again, you're from the South,
mm-hmm.
you rap, you sing, you understand, you out here, you grinding, and then at that, you know, you're a white girl. So, and you, I'm gonna keep it a stack. Like, when I first heard you, I fucked with your music. And I was like, yo, it's dope. I'm gonna keep it stack. Like, it's dope. I fuck with your, I vibe with your melody. I think you're dope.
Thank
you. Understand?
You.
I'm still learning more of you. You're in the right hands. So knowing that you, as this girl, and you're young, that's what I meant to say. The fact that you're young, this industry's dominated by men.
Mm-hmm.
What stereotypes have you faced?
I can give some examples of what I've been through. Like, I've been through a lot. So a lot of things that also, like, people call me, like, culture vulture, or people be like, oh, she want to be black, or she trying to be like us.
Right.
Throw on your cowgirl boots.
Gotcha.
I'm like, yo, I gotta have cowgirl boots just cause
gotcha.
I'm white. Like, I've been around, growing up in foster care, I've had a lot of, like, black families too. So I know both worlds.
Right.
Or I've had both worlds. And I really just call it, like, I'm a white girl with swag at the end of the day. Like,
right.
So, and then when it comes to men in the game, like, people usually think when they see a white girl, oh, that's a green little snow bunny or something. Not with me. I'm kind of very smart.
Gotcha.
So, one example that happened, I was in a studio and I never worked with this producer before, but he wanted to work with me so hard. So he got somebody to get me to come to the studio. I thought that was very weird because she ended up leaving as soon as I got there. So I was like, oh, red flag number one.
Right.
Like, okay, I thought we was working, but I guess I'm just going to record my part or whatever. So I'm getting recorded, and he comes in the booth and starts kissing on my neck. Mind you, I'm just 18 at the time, too, like a fresh 18 for real. And I was like, since I was by myself, right. I had to be like, yo, my lift outside, I gotta go. That's the old me, the Florida me, I was about to go crazy, though. Like, I was about to go straight dumb, but I had to realize I'm by myself. I'm only 5 foot. He's bigger than me, stronger than me. Let me play it cool, because right. I've been out here 5 years. I know one time when I was at the gas station, I told somebody, no, they can't have my number. They chased me, like, out the gas station. I swear to God, I swear, bro. I'm like 17 at the time, too. So I'm like, yo, I don't want to give you my number. I'm running, like, he's chasing me, like, yo, you do, like, oh, crazy. I'm like, yo,
Are you serious?
So I learned, don't tell nobody no. Like, just give him a fake number or something. So I had to play it cool.
How did you manage to get into music? How did you, then, once you got into music, okay. When did you start taking it seriously?
So
there's a difference between hobby,
yeah,
and then seriously.
Yes, so I am a writer. So I first started out writing a journal, but I wanted to be heard.
Okay.
So the type of music I do make for real is pain music.
Right.
And that's gonna come out when it do.
And pain music will always be relatable.
Yes. Right. And so I was like, I got tired of writing a diary and not being heard, because as a foster kid, you're not heard. In general, mm-hmm. You're never heard. The kid never gets hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Okay, people will listen to music though. So let me tap into my artistry level. In this.
Gotcha. What's one of the deepest songs you would say you've written, in a moment where you had to push past the pain?
There's a song. It's called "Pride of Myself." Actually, okay. It's just speaking in general. Like, I'm proud of myself because I did. Go through a lot, and a lot of people, I'm not the only one with a story, so right. I don't just think I'm the only one that went through la-di-da-di-da, but mm-hmm. I am one of those victims. So the music I make is just that one song, "Pride of Myself," will always just forever speak in general. Like, I don't care how big I get, that one song will always be like, yo, you really did come from where you come from, and it, yeah. Like, overcame that, because look at me now.
Right Yo, clap it up for yourself. Clap it up, because, again, being in the system, right, having a hard life, yo, we're so used to that negativity.
Yeah.
So when we're so used to that negativity, there's moments, not everybody, but there's moments where it's not that you're scared of success, but it's just you find comfort where you're at. Mm-hmm. So it sometimes can be a fear of what's next, because it's the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
You understand? So at what given moment were you able to be like, yo, I need to switch this mindset, because I'm here and I don't want to be here no more.
I kept getting fucked over. Like, like when you keep getting fucked over and over by people that you show loyalty to, or that you was actually like, y'all invested time in each other, not like any type of relationship. It could be with another label right. that was involved. It could have been with just people I called family, or people who called me family.
Right.
And mind you, I didn't come from a family. So, or I came from, you know, a bunch of them. I came from, right. I'm coming from somebody else's family. Like,
gotcha.
So it's just, once you keep getting fucked over and fucked over, that's when you gotta be like, yo, all right, I gotta tap in another world. I gotta tap in gotcha. out of my feelings. I gotta get out of everything just so I can elevate.
So when did you start realizing I need to tap in and get it out of my feelings and start doing this? Let's be honest, yeah. Like, how long ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
I ended up when a situation occurred where I had ended up stopping music for 8 months. Like, it was, I don't wanna go into it.
Okay.
But
okay.
It was that deep. And okay. I stopped, I gave up for 8 months, almost a year. This was 2022.
Okay.
And one day I just woke up and I was like, I'm finna do a music video. So I recorded a song and I just did it. I recorded it on my phone though.
What was the name of that song?
It's called "Like Me Now," and it's out.
Okay.
It has a music video and everything.
Okay.
And it don't sound like I did it on my phone, so people will never know until I just told you. So yeah, you gotta go check it out.
Okay. I mean,
it's on my page too, like one of the pinned okay. ones at the top.
Okay. Well, congratulations for coming out of that slum.
Thank you.
You understand? And that's okay. I feel like it's okay that you, I feel like I feel like entrepreneurs or like people chasing a goal, there's moments where life is gonna hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Life is
all the time. Yo, like every, it's like it's not even just oh it's gonna hit you and go away. It's it literally can be back to back to back to back. You right. just have to keep going. Like, what else can you do but keep going? Like,
that's a fact. So what's the contrast and comparison that you would say in the music industry from with Jacksonville and Atlanta?
Ugh, I really don't know.
You like, don't know. Did you get to experience the music industry in Jacksonville?
Not yet. But I will be soon. I got a performance coming up in Orlando actually.
Okay, that's April, right. So. You're tall. Yeah, she taught. She
I'll get tall. To experience the crowd and the people better. But because of Foster Care, I wasn't there during that time when I started out. It was mainly in Georgia and then Atlanta. So
Jacksonville's a little wild.
Yeah, I know that much though.
It's a little wild. Yeah, like
I was reading that one.
Yeah, drink to that. Cause I'm like Jacksonville. I mean, it's not easy out there.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's have not. You had so since you've been back? Since you've been out here, have you been out there?
I haven't been back yet. I went actually for Thanksgiving with one of my foster families. That I call my family for real.
Okay.
That I can call.
Okay.
And I can, they just, you know, that's my mom. Even though they're not here physically, I know she's, you know, back at home praying.
Right.
But I wonder.
Does she support?
Yeah, she supports everything I got going on.
Okay.
And so they're from Jacksonville. We went out there for Jacksonville and it was like, it was calm. It was peaceful though. Nothing was going on around that time. But it seems like this year, and I'm seeing the blogs, everything's just going on. Like, Nate, I'm seeing Nate, so much.
Shout out to Nate. Nate got you working.
Yeah, he got me working. He got nonstop, no rest. I haven't slept for probably got a couple bags.
So how did you and Nate come about?
He saw me and he was like, yo, you ain't got nobody pushing you? I said, I push myself.
Right.
All I need for, you know, like,
right.
But that I thought I needed, because, you know, it took me to keep going for somebody to be like, yo.
Okay.
And want to help and want to be there. Like, I remember somebody telling me in the industry, like, right when the situation happened to me 2 years ago, they was like, you ain't gonna get no respect if you don't do it yourself. So I got up off my ass, I did it myself, and then I got found by some people who show good loyalty. And,
right.
I'm not afraid to show my loyalty back. So.
That's dope. I mean, I listen. I'm a firm believer of reciprocating the energy. Like if they give you that energy, definitely reciprocate. You understand? Yes. Like I feel like it's the laws of the universe. You understand? Like if somebody's treating you good, it's already right. You understand? Right. Like when we say we family. That's it.
Even though people do call you family when you're chosen, so you just really gotta observe and just really.
I feel like you gotta learn how to use your intuition.
Yeah. I'm very tapped into the spiritual shit, so like I'm good. Like I know when some bullshit's around me now. Like you can't play with me.
Good. But you need that, especially in the music industry.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm big on God. Big on God.
As you should. I feel like you have to. This industry, I had this conversation not so long ago, and I was saying like, the deeper I got into this industry, the more I started realizing how many spiritual people are in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have to be big on God. You have to stay protected. You have to use your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, there's a lot of people who want to just feed off of your energy.
They
see you rocking. They see you doing your thing. They got you working, touring. They be like, oh, Mia looking like she making money. Yep. She doing good. And what? You know? So I'm glad you have that mindset.
I do.
What have you learned? Because I'm sure, like, I know you said you was doing it on your own, but being now with Nate, being part of the label now, what have you learned in the business aspect now as within your artistry? Opposed when you was by yourself.
You gotta listen.
Mm.
That's the biggest thing.
Bro, y'all artists don't be wanting to listen, bro.
Nah, I'm stubborn as hell. Like, cause I grew like, I raised myself, so I'm like, if I wanted to listen, I would have sat my ass down in a group home.
Okay.
No, I don't like listening.
So what are some
things? I'm always right. You feel me?
So what's one thing that you realized, you was like, yo, I should have listened? Anything recent?
It just be in the studio sometimes. Okay. Like, I be thinking I'm right all the time. Because half the time I am.
Wait, what's your sign?
I'm Aries.
So. Of course. Y'all I'm always right, bro. Always right.
Yes, we are. Yeah. But in the studio, mostly, like, because I do, like, since already went through what I went through beforehand, it showed me, okay, let me just sit down and use my ears more. Like, I tend to overthink. I tend to talk over people a lot sometimes. So I'm like, yo, I need to sit and listen. So I be listening, and I be hearing it out, and I be hearing everybody out. So
okay.
That's really all you got to do is listen, because they know, like, maybe somebody does know better than Snow.
All right. So that's good, though. You're working on your artist development.
Yeah. Every day is like, I feel like even when people get up to the highest of the highest, you're still in artist development, because there's so many, like, every generation is different. Like, you got to be mentally prepared and physically prepared for each generation. So I feel like every generation's artist development.
Right.
It's different each year.
But it is different because it's growth.
Yes, it's growth.
You know,
change is good.
It is good, but sometimes change is a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass. But it means well. It means no harm.
I love the positivity. Yeah. I get it.
You got to be positive. You got to speak that positivity.
Yo, and I want to definitely, word on the street is, because people be thinking that your redhead is, like, you're not naturally.
Oh, I'm natural. I got baby pictures, too. I was in a pageant when I was, like, 6 years old. Like, I got that picture. You see my red hair.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've always been in front of, like, the camera and everything. So, I got proof. Five, 6 years old. I ain't dyeing my hair at that age. So, that's my hair.
And now you're in tour. Yes. What are some improvements you're learning about yourself while being on tour when it comes to your artistry?
Being on tour has really, this is my first time, so you don't sleep, you don't eat all the time.
Oh, you don't eat? Yeah.
You're helping. I lost so much weight. Like, I had some meat on my bones. I'm getting like, yo, let me take another drink. Hold on.
Yo, when I gotta get my weight up. They used to get mad. They used to call Scott and I on Mom and Pops. Mm. So they, because we, apparently we didn't let you guys talk, you know, like sleep, eat.
Mm-hmm.
But you working.
Yeah, but like.
But I heard you having fun.
I am having fun. I need to eat proper. I need to eat better.
Okay.
And like eat more.
Okay.
Because some days you don't eat, and some days you just eat snacks at the gas station. Or like I did, I ate a bad salad at a gas station and got food poisoning. Ooh. So I was out for a whole day while I was on tour. Luckily, I didn't have a show. The next night I had a show. I was still feeling like complete shit, but I still did the show.
Damn, you got food poisoning?
Yes. Couldn't eat normal foods for a couple of days, but I'm stubborn. So, like, the fourth or fifth day, I'm like, yo, I'm eating some curry chicken. Gotcha. And that's what I did.
All right. So, you're telling me you had food poisoning, you had the runs, and you're eating curry chicken
four or five days later, bro.
Wow.
I feel back to normal.
She was peeing out of her ass, bro.
No.
You was peeing out of your ass.
Yo, don't do me like that.
You wild for that.
Yo, don't listen to her at all, bro.
Nah, just saying, she wasn't. Nah, man, but listen, I feel like it's super dope that the fact that you, I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't expecting for you to have such a positive mindset. But then again, it's like, for me, it's like, I can't see it also because I already know who's coaching you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like Mr. Positivity as well. You understand? Yeah. Like,
he's always talking that shit online, if you haven't noticed.
we see that. He always, but you know what, though? I'm glad that you are in good hands, because, again, you as a woman, mm-hmm, in this industry, you've already experienced the disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I want to know, how do you stay true to your authenticity when it comes to, you know, like when it comes to the challenges and not stepping out of who you are?
I feel like it has something to do with me being stubborn in my head. Like, I got my head on my shoulders. I know what I want. A lot of people don't know what they want.
What is it that you want, then?
To be the greatest. Like, to be greater than.
So what's your definition of greatness?
Or greater than the old me. Because.
Gotcha.
You feel me? Like, I'm not the old me. Like, she's kind of like dead and gone for real. Like, that old me kind of was in a mindset that I don't want to go back in. So I just got to, every day, it's like I ain't proving myself to nobody but the old me.
Right.
That's basically it. Okay. You just got to know what you want in life. Like, a lot of these people are confused because they're easily influenced. I'm not.
I know
what the fuck I want and what I don't want.
Okay.
And plus, I move with faith. I move with God at the end of the day. A lot of people don't do that.
No, I respect it. Good is the enemy of great. Never be good.
Yep.
Amen. Don't ever be. I'm keeping a stack. Like, never be good. Like, I hate when people are like, yeah, you know, it's, you know, I'm trying to be good. Nah, fuck that. Like, mm-hmm, let's be great. You understand? So
be great.
Definitely. Yeah. You got to always, to be great, you got to go through uncomfortable situations. You know, so now when it comes to your music, I know you're on tour again. What are we expecting, like, moving forward?
I'm going to be on a, like, just anything on tour.
Yeah, okay.
I gotta get, like, I want to work on my stage presence a lot more.
Why? What's wrong with your stage presence? You don't got.
I got it. No, I got the stage presence. I just need more energy. Like, I gotta tap into that. Tap into that more. Like, okay. I can do it. I just.
Do you feel like there's a disconnect?
A little bit, just because it's a lot of things that I did go through, but it's okay. No excuse, you know. Like, I know I could do it. I just choose not to, or like.
Okay.
I'm trying to get better at it.
Basically, so what are you doing to get better? Are you even practicing?
I do, actually. I'll be at home. I record a lot at the crib too, but okay. Sometimes, like, when, like, I'm feeling up to it, I'll like stand up and I'll work. Like, I'll picture myself like I'm on stage a couple times. And
okay.
I will tap in, but I should do it more.
Right, like, right, I need right, to right. More. I mean, I'm glad.
And it would help if I get a mirror, I think.
No, a mirror would definitely help. You know, you work out?
At home. I'm kind of like, not antisocial, but like, people don't have good intentions all the time. So I'm one of those, I like to protect my peace. So I will work out a little bit at the crib. I got some weights and I got my yoga mat at home.
Okay.
So I work out a little bit when I have time.
I think another suggestion that I always tell a lot of artists that I work with would be like, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're working outside or your home, whatever.
Or taking a walk. Like, I took a walk yesterday.
So always, I would say always just practice your lyrics, right? Mm-hmm. And just do it, even though you know it, just constantly like repeat it, because at the end of the day, you're working on your breath control and you're working on your, you know, within yourself. But you know, like, it's just, I mean, the energy comes, it's gonna come eventually. Mm-hmm. As far as like with your stage presence, I'm glad that you know that you need to work on that, you know.
My body speaks to me, so it tells me what I need to do.
I like that. So wait, when is your next performance?
Tomorrow? Actually, yes. It's the Great Ones. You know, they got a show tomorrow.
So. Yeah, I mean, so I'm gonna keep it a stack. When I see you perform, I'm gonna let you know my honest opinion.
Bet.
I'll let you know my honest opinion. Like I said, because I feel like there is a difference between being a recording artist and a performing artist. They be some dope
artists.
But I'm
trying to be like the girl version of Chris Brown. So that's why I'm pushing myself harder.
Because if you want to be great, you got to be a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing that a lot of, especially as rappers, a lot of rappers, they're dope. They be having some dope songs. Mm-hmm. And then I've seen them perform in trash, basura. Ugh.
And I don't want that look. Like, I remember performing in front of a bunch of DJs, but it was just a listening thing. So I wasn't really tapped into, like, trying to perform for real. But I did okay.
Okay.
And they was basically just telling me, you got to work on your performance. And I'm like, okay, you know, I got that.
But when they said you got to work on your performance, like, what does that mean?
I was like, I wanted to be like, I'm not at a concert. y'all listening to my track. What you mean? Like, I'm turnt.
Right,
what I'm doing up here. Plus, it was a featured song. So I had to, like, just vibe out when the girl that was on it, her part played. But, you know, I took what they said into consideration. Okay. I'm like, I got you. I just can't say it. I got you.
Gotcha. So on tour, what state you would say was like the hardest on you, performance wise?
It wasn't really the hardest or anything.
Or energy wise.
Energy wise, like,
right. Like, they didn't, like, give you the energy that you expected.
Well, it all depends on how many people are there. Because anytime I perform, everybody be like screaming and they be cheering for me. So it's like, I don't get no silence, but like, I guess when I was in Philly and I was like, I'm gonna need y'all's help. I need y'all to say,
right.
I think they was a little shy because they was like, they was turnt. But then when I got to oh no part, I was like, oh no. And it was like, kind of dead a little bit.
I mean,
like,
Philly,
I got you next time.
Again, it's good that you recognize this. Like I said, when I see you, I'm gonna give you my honest truth. I said, like, musically, you got your marketable. Mm-hmm. You you have the look, you have the songs. You understand? So you have the package, because I feel like you, to make it a music, you have to have that, like, that it factor.
You do. You understand? You gotta, so, you gotta be, there's gotta be something different about you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you understand? So you're doing it. So
I scream different. You feel me? Like, I just look different too. You know?
Yeah, you do. You do. You got the red hair. You understand? Like, you know, like, you do. You're doing your thing. So, you know, so lastly, I want to know, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
Tour. Like, I'll elaborate. The planes. I've never been on a plane until literally 2 weeks ago when I went straight to my first tour place, okay, which was L.A.
And that was my that?
First, that was my first time in L.A.
Did you have, like, anxiety?
Yes.
Like,
how before, was that experience? Like, before I even got in the lift to get to the airport, because for one, I'm thinking, how the fuck am I going to get through the airport? I've never been in it for real. So Nate just stayed on the phone with me and walked me through it.
He's such a good manager.
He put me on that plane.
He's a good father.
He put me on that plane by myself for the first time.
You're from Jacksonville.
I wasn't a thug that day. I was not thugging in the air. I'm over there like, should I go to sleep? What if I shouldn't go to sleep. Should I? No, I shouldn't. And then I went to sleep. And I was good. But then my first time in L.A., flash flood.
You know what's the best thing to do? Just go drunk. I've done it so many times.
I didn't have nothing, bro. I didn't have anything. So I was like, I'm going to have to go in here sober. I'll smoke when I get to L.A. Fuck it.
Well, congratulations. You just faced your fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving forward, get used to it. There's going to be tour bus. There's going to be flights. You understand? This is what you're manifesting. Yes. Do you believe in the power of manifestation?
Oh, yes, I am. I love it. Manifest every day. Like, I'm always trying to speak positivity. Even when I say something negative, I go knock on wood real quick and then, you know, say something
positive.
Because I feel like manifestation comes in so many ways. Like, whatever you speak, like, literally whatever you say, you don't have you don't have to be like, oh, I manifest this or writing it out. It literally could be anything you saying. Like, I told myself in a song, like, here's an example. I made a song, mind you, I've never been on a plane before. Mm-hmm. But I made a song, and I'm like,
what's the name of the song? Or what you wrote about?
It was just me making it to the top, basically. Okay. And I don't remember one of the names because I got hella songs I be making, but it's unreleased and it's in my phone. And I was just speaking about how I'm on a plane going doing shows in different cities. Next thing you know, Nate's like, yo, you want to go on a plane and perform in L.A.? I'm like, well, God dang, I'm going to get on a plane for the first time. Shit, I said, fuck it. Time to face fears.
You write all your own lyrics?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've actually have worked with ghostwriters before. Like, but when I'm at home, I tap in. Like, okay. Mind you, I'm a writer. Right. And I've also wrote a book before when I was, like, 14. Like, I was real big on R.L. Stine, so, like, I wrote, like, a scary book before, like, and then I lost it.
She a whole author.
I'm all that. I'm everything.
So the book that you have, how many pages we explored?
It was 14 chapters, so it was, like, 6 pages each.
Really?
Yeah. I loved reading and writing in school, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that was easy for me.
Okay, so you here writing books, you writing songs, mm-hmm. you here flying on planes, yes.
I do gotta get a little dictionary or whatever, so I can be a little bit more better with my vocabulary when I'm writing. Yeah. Yes,
right.
Sometimes I'll say the same things in a different song. Maybe I like it better on that beat. I don't know.
Get a dictionary and get a thesaurus.
That's what I was gonna get.
Because when I used to rap, that's what I used to do.
A thesaurus.
I used to always have a dictionary and a thesaurus. Shout out to you.
Thank you.
To your team. I don't even know you like that, but I want to just say, like I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
My spirit is like, yo, shout out to the fact of everything you overcame, your positivity, your positive attitude, the encouragement you have within not only yourself, but within your team. You understand? Like, and you're recognizing certain things. I'm sure you're not the easiest. You're Aries. Aries are complicated as hell. But, you know, you guys are very passionate.
We are. We love hard. Like, hard.
Right.
But if you fuck us over, we spaz. Like, either, like, not in a, in different ways. Like, I could spaz quietly.
Right.
And then you'll never hear from me again. Right, like, I can literally make it look like you don't exist. Like, I've never met you in a day in my life.
Right.
That's how cold I am. Like, I can be.
And you know, but the fact that you recognize a lot of your stuff, that means a lot. That shows a lot of growth. That shows, And I'm big on growth. I'm big on the vulnerability. Again, I come from nothing as well. So kudos, when I see,
proud of you, actually.
Thank you. But like when I see other people overcoming it, like the challenges, and you still, again, like when you're able to maintain that mindset, yo, there's so much further you can go.
Mm-hmm.
So you continue having that mindset, you know? And I look forward to your future.
Thank you. I look forward to you seeing my journey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen.
You can't get rid of me.
Yeah, listen.
You can't.
We locked in. That's it. You understand? Yeah. So for those that are watching, where can they find you? All that good stuff.
You can follow me at The Real Mia Snow. That's The Real Mia Snow, M-I-A. And then Snow, but my artist name is Mia Snow. I'm on all platforms. Yeah, that's it.
And y'all already know the vibes, man. There's no reason why you shouldn't be following her. All her information will be in the description box below. All you gotta do is click on it, show support. It's free, and it's your girl V Henny, the Artistry Show. Shout out to Bamboo, we in ATL, and we out, baby. Rock out with your cocks out, jam out with your clam out. Bow.